and that's all you heard. And we just get bombarded with it, with the internet and with the constant radio, which is, you know, things that we can't affect, and you feel impotent, you feel helpless that you can't make an effect on this, but we can affect. All we can do is what we can do, and that's what I'm trying to come to grips with, is all I can do is what I can do. If I give, you know, like in the parable of the talents, if I've got one talent, if I can use that one talent, that has as much effect. You know, we've talked about it in Bible study with the kids the other day. You know, that widow's mite, that meant more. God probably did more with that widow's mite than with if a Pharisee came through there and was, you know, throwing hundreds and hundreds of dollars or shekels or whatever they had back then. But so I tend to discount, and I think we all tend to discount what we can bring. And I just want to be thankful. And what Sister Painter was saying earlier about, you know, setting the tone for your day. When she said that, I thought of what Brother Liniger used to teach. You know, praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the morning. And I think that when, you know, it used to be I listened to, like a lot of people, I'm a news junkie. But about a year ago, I made myself at least turn off the radio from the house. Well, I started out from the house to the office. I would not listen to the radio at all. Now it's kind of got to the point where I don't listen to it once I hit the freeway. I've kind of fudged a little bit. But I use that time to not, I don't want to ask God for anything that time in the morning. I want to praise Him for what He has done. I get to work in a lot better mood than if I've got there after I've listened to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck or whoever, you know, just anything, just the regular news. So, this course is going through my head all day long. Try E flat. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy since He came. I want to tell of His power every day, every hour. I want to lift up that wonderful name. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy since He came. I want to tell of His power every day, every hour. I want to lift up that wonderful name. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy since He came. I want to tell of His power every day, every hour. I want to lift up that wonderful name. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy since He came. I want to tell of His power every day, every hour. I want to lift up that wonderful name. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy since He came. I want to tell of His power every day, every hour. I want to lift up that wonderful name. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy since He came. I want to tell of His power every day, every hour.
I want to lift up, oh, that wonderful name. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy since he came. I want to tell of his power, oh, every day and every hour. I want to lift up that wonderful name. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy since he came. I want to tell of his power every day, every hour. I want to lift up that wonderful name.
All right. I really missed being here Sunday, but we did have a good meeting in Florida. I got down there Thursday, and I mean, they put me to work, and they didn't let me down until they took me to the airport to come home. They just wrung it out of me. But we really did have good services, and they're doing good there, and So I appreciate being back home. I missed being here with you all, and I'm looking forward to a good weekend coming up. I don't know, did y'all pray Sunday between services? Did you go in the prayer room and pray? Let's work on that, will you? We may be out of practice praying together in a prayer meeting. Let's work on getting in that prayer room and trying to touch heaven. I think you'll see something happen to our services if we will. All right. Well, I turned the heater on. I don't know if it didn't come on. Huh. Well. All right. We'll make sure. Did anybody check on it this Sunday? Brother Durham, did you program it? Put it on 72. If they've got to be warm to pray, get them to pray. Let's heat them up. We'll raise it up to. They said it was all right this last Sunday. All right. Yes. All right. Yeah, we've got them. They're automatically set for temperature to come on and go off, and we may have to assign someone to regulate them, or may have to get an usher that we can tell, you know, if we need to do something to them, or we're going to have to get locked boxes and put on them, because we've had. Sometimes we come in here and they've been running for 2 or 3 days heating this building. Our electricity bill's way up over $1,000 every month anyway, without having to try to heat this building, you know, for regular temperature when no one's here. So please help us to, if you change that thermostat, make sure you change it back, and just running it down or putting it on hold. It's got to, you know, Brother Durham said it'd be better if he's right here living in the apartment right now. So I've got him in charge of making sure that these air conditioners and heaters are doing what they're supposed to do at all times. So help us on that if you would. Appreciate it. Yes, Sister Tally. I'm sorry. Oh, Sister George, I'm sorry. She's walking with a cane that has four little legs on it. It's real stable for her because her left foot's still not working right. She just kind of has to swing it out there, but with the help of the cane and what strength she has in her leg, she's able to walk, and she's committed to get out of the wheelchair. So we even went to the mall. They took me to the Galleria Mall to eat. Brother Leninger always wanted to eat there, and I like eating there. And she walked from the car all the way in and ate with us and walked all the way out. She can move her right arm some, but her hand's not having use in it right now. She's speaking okay. Her speech is back. So she's taking therapy, and they feel like she'll have a full recovery. They think she'll get full recovery is what they're telling them. So keep praying for her. I was thrilled to see her in as good a condition as she was in. So they're all encouraged there about how she's doing. So I'm glad you asked that, so I forgot to mention it. All right. Well, this is good, Sister Painter. Will y'all be here the weekend? No? Well, we're sure glad to have you. Thank you for the offering. And I know we'll put it to good use. And the people over there certainly need our sacrifice right now. And keep praying. Asking God to help us. The youth are... And anyone else that wants to go to Batesville Saturday night. You want to take the church van Saturday night? Yes. A couch. A couch.
They don't have a microphone, sound like they're mumbling.
Thank you. I'm glad. I thought I was getting hard hearing. How many of you youth are planning on going to Batesville? Can you show your hands? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, and then if some of the 8, 9. I'd say you need to leave by 5:30 Saturday, because it's about an hour and a half drive, and you'll need the extra 30 minutes for the van load. If you stop, you know, it'd be better for you not to stop, but if you get to talking, 2 hours, yes. So, I'm thinking about going myself. So, Brother and Sister Harrington have been faithful to come see us, be with us, and I want to try to start getting out, trying to bless these neighborhood churches. We need to go see the Coles and Brother Thompson and Glenwood. I want to go visit both those churches in Russellville before long. So let's remember that. All right, Brother Al. Joel, he's went back to being a Dominican. I've talked to him on the phone. I could tell that he was fitting back in pretty good over there. Yeah. Yeah, he's not used to that now. He likes this 50-degree weather, he said. Anyway, he's trying to get all of his schooling done to where he can come back and maybe get in. He's hopeful to maybe get in college here and hopefully get some kind of grant. Or anyway, let's all stand. Give God a praise. Yes. All right. Sweetheart dinner on the 20th of February. Right here. It's a Saturday. What time is it going to? 6 o'clock. We need Brother York is... want to know who all is going to make it. Bring your sweetheart and come have dinner with us downstairs. It's going to be catered in. If you were here last time, you wouldn't want to miss it. Yes.
Brother Doug, it's not catered. It's going to be a surprise. Tell them, Brother Doug.
Mystery dinner?
It's a mystery dinner.
It's a mystery dinner.
You just got to come to find out.
Ooh-wee.
That'll be fun.
All right. Sam, though, still probably look to about $35 a couple, what, right in that neighborhood. So you'll never be able to find what you'll find here on that night for $17.50 a person, I can promise you. I said $17.50 a person. That's $35 a couple. Sounded cheaper that way to me. Anyway, let's give God a praise before we go home. Dear God, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Keep your people encouraged, oh God. Go with each one of us this week. Touch each one. Direct our steps, oh Jesus. Help us, Lord. Lamb of God, Lamb of God, we pray. Give you praise. All right, shake hands and be friendly with one another.